So I have become one of those people who all summer long, everything relates to my garden. You might be one of those people too. Undoubtedly, you know some of those people. So it's really funny and unexpected, actually, that Donna has been using the parable of the sower to tie together all of the things that we're talking about today, because of course everything in my life relates to my garden. And every now and then I go out to the side yard with the question, is it done yet? And I peek into the compost bin, and I have one of those compost bins that has two sides to it. And so I'm always adding stuff to one side and waiting for the other side to be done. Because every gardener knows that the best way to make a soil fertile enough to grow those plants, to sprout those seeds, to create the harvest that we will reap tomorrow, is to add nutrients to the soil. And compost is one of the very best nutrients that you can add. But what compost is, for those of you who are not gardeners, are just all of the scraps of vegetables that I have been accumulating in my kitchen for weeks and weeks and weeks, stuck in a bin and allowed to turn into the nutrients that make our soil happen. I knew when Frances said that she was looking for a teaching congregation that this would be a good teaching congregation. And I know that many people here have been surprised over the last 2 years about just how good a teaching congregation this turned out to be, because you really are an excellent teaching congregation, an excellent place for ministers to learn to be with a wonderful group of people. And people were surprised because there's a lot of waste in our past, a lot of scraps of refuse, hurts and pains, and times that we haven't necessarily done things right. Well, we managed to compost them. We managed to put them in a bin and let nature take its course and come up with nutrients that could be used to feed ministers. And so I congratulate you on having successfully become something useful. Many of you who have followed events in my life over the course of the last year know that one of my mentors in my formation as a human being, much less as a minister, passed away in January. And interestingly, she was a mentor in my ministry, but she was my mentor in cell biology as well. She was Joe Ray Wright was my principal investigator and advisor in graduate school. And became very close to her and learned many things from her over the years. And in the time since she got sick and then passed away, I've been reflecting a lot about the many things that she taught me. And there's one that comes to me as we think about the fact that we are all teachers and learners. And that is that no teacher is above their student. She taught me that really clearly. She liked to tell stories about her past, and one of the stories she told us often was that when she was in graduate school, she had an advisor who liked to say that graduate students were lower than whale poop on the bottom of the ocean. Except he didn't use the word poop. I've cleaned it up for worship purposes. And that's what her advisor told her again and again throughout her time in graduate school, that she was basically the lowest thing on the lowest food chain in the lowest part of the world. And she was bound and determined when she became a professor to undo years of hurt, to take those messages of nastiness and superiority and turn them into compost and turn them into nutrients that could be used to nourish the graduate students in her lab, that could be used to sprout the seeds that she was planting in the world. She didn't even know she was planting seeds in the world outside of science when she agreed to have me come into her lab as a graduate student She knew by the time I was finished. But she did that. And so this is one of those times when in a bridging ceremony that advice is sometimes called for. And one piece of advice I have for all of us is never accept that any other person is above us, or that we are above any other person in this world. Never accept any sort of system that puts us in a hierarchy, a one-way hierarchy. We all are teachers. We all are learners. We all can teach and we all can learn. We can learn from people who are younger than us, and we can learn from people who are older than us. And the best teachers, the very best teachers that you will all encounter throughout your lives, the very best ones know that already. I learned that from Joe Ray, as well as from many other people. And so it has been with great joy that I have been able to be a team with Donna for the last 4 years and with Francis for the last two. Donna's right that when she came here as a professional. She came here with a certain set of expertise that we were counting on her for. But when she came here, we all also knew that she was a seminary student. And I knew that if we were going to do right by Donna, that this needed to be a place where she could grow and learn and become a minister, so that when she left us, after whatever time she was spending with us, she could be a minister too. And I have no doubt that she's going to knock the socks off of the folks in Cherry Hill the same way that Francis knocked the socks off of us for the last 2 years. And so I accepted being on a team with Donna and later with Francis, knowing that in some ways I was expected to be their teacher. I was expected to be their supervisor and their mentor, at least in the ministry parts of things. And I have learned so much from being on a team with Francis and Donna. And I, you know, the tissues are not just for you, Mom. I keep them here for me. I have learned so much being on this team, and I am going to miss this particular team. But you know what? A new team is going to start with us in the fall. And I'm going to learn other things from the folks who are going to be with us, from our already identified new intern who will start with us in September, and our soon-to-be-identified new director of religious exploration who will start with us in August when Donna leaves. I will learn so much. So I just want to pause in gratitude for all the things that I've had the opportunity to learn, even as I've been teaching. And we could have waited to do this over cake, but we give the Bridgers their gifts in the worship ceremony. I have special gifts for both Donna and Francis, gifts that recognize their contribution to this fellowship, all the things that they've given us, all the things that they've taught us, and gifts that also recognize the things that we've taught them and the things that they will be carrying away from this fellowship with them throughout the course of their ministry, because we'll be looking out there. And, you know, just as ministers go, well, my internship congregation, and they talk with pride about where they go, well, congregations get to go, she was our intern, right? So, or we sponsored her for the ministry. So when Donna and Francis do amazing things in our association and in the congregations that they have yet to serve, we get to be proud too. So, you can open it now if you want. So there are two gifts in here. One, a stole. And these stoles were specially made for Donna and Francis by an artist who I know who makes a lot of my stoles, not this one, but a lot of them. I thought I should have the third prettiest stole in the room today. And underneath the stole is a chalice. So, underneath the stole is a chalice. I sent Bonnie pictures of Donna and Francis, and she actually matched their eyes. So when we share cake in a few minutes, you can all be astounded as to how great an artist Bonnie Bluecrous of C&M Designs is. So thank you both. Thank you both for all that you have given us, and blessings on all that you will carry forward into the world. And now we get to celebrate.
So I guess we get to celebrate in this way that you have
helped my ministry, let me know that I wasn't so crazy, that you could have movement and joy and worship. So, through my tears, this is to be a joyful time, and we're going to have wisdom from someone who is now an elder and someone's who have maybe helped all of us. That would be the Muppets. So we're going to have a song that the Muppets are going to sing along with Harry Belafonte. We're going to watch that on the screen. We are going to dance, my blooming dance partners, Molly and Pam. And we have also musical instruments for you. We have drummers, and there's a drum solo piece. And there is also fabric in the colors of this song that you can wave whenever you feel like it or when it fits, however. I expect that you're going to want to move. Some of us like to move. If you want to get up and dance, come to the aisles and dance in the aisles.